As announced in my facts of the 19th of January, convening this first dedicated session on the issue of public stockholding for food security purposes, the aim of this meeting is to advance our discussion on a permanent solution to the public stockholding issue in line with the General Council decision of 27th of November 2014. And as members will recall, the Bali decision on public stockholding for food security purposes mandated members, and I quote, to negotiate on an agreement for a permanent solution for the issue of public stockholding for food security purposes for adoption by the 11th Ministerial Conference. Members also agreed to establish a work program to pursue this issue with the aim of making recommendations for a permanent solution based on members' existing and future submissions. Now, in addition to this, through the General Council decision on public stockholding of 27th November, the negotiation on a permanent solution on the issue of public stockholding for food security is to be pursued on priority. Members accepted to engage constructively to negotiate and make all concerted efforts to agree and adopt a permanent solution by the 31st of December of this year. Members also clarified that the permanent solution should be found through the Committee on Agriculture in special session, but in dedicated sessions that would be accelerated and separate from the rest of the special session's work. Therefore, in order to assist delegations in refreshing their understanding of the proposals and the work that's been done so far on this issue, the Secretariat circulated a compilation of proposals and related documents. This was in document TNAGW8 of the 21st of January. Of proposals that have been circulated to date in the context of the special session's discussions since the submission of the original G33 proposal in November 2012. This compilation was also posted on members' website and is now available in all three official languages. Now, you'll recall that in the first quarter of 2013, an intensive technical process was undertaken based on replies received to the questionnaire on public stockholding for food security purposes and food aid programs of 20th December 2012. Those replies are available on the members' website under Committee on Agriculture Special Session. And just to recall here that 28 members replied to the questionnaire, and specific questions were addressed to 15 members. Six members, Pakistan, India, China, Indonesia, Brazil, and the Philippines, made a presentation of their public stockholding and or food security policies. And the process highlighted the concerns that G33 members sought to address through their proposal, but it also brought out the concerns of others about some of the characteristics of existing programs and about the proposal itself. Now, a full report on this process is contained in my opening remarks at the informal meeting of the special session on 27th of March 2013, which is also part of the compilation. The consultations that followed built on the knowledge acquired from the technical process and, as you know, led to the adoption of the interim solution in Bali. In my convening facts, I also invited any delegation who would like to present any additional paper or proposal for this meeting to submit them to the Secretariat as soon as possible. And to my knowledge, no new contribution has been submitted. However, this doesn't mean that the list of proposals and related documents is a closed one. It can be updated if and when new submissions come in. So today is our first dedicated session on public stockholding for food security purposes. And what will happen in the next sessions, as well as in the remainder of this one, will depend on you. I would therefore like to invite you now to express your views about the way forward on this issue, including any plan to present any new submissions. Thank you. The floor is open.